Introduction. The team is the most expensive and most uncertain component. If we view a knowledge company as a machine that processes information, the team is the smallest yet most critical computing unit. An individual engineer's productivity can be measured, a salesperson's script can be copied. But when 5 or 50 people work toward one goal, the output is no longer the sum of individuals. It often shows 1 plus 1 less than 1 friction, or 1 plus 1 greater than 10 emergence. This nonlinearity is why collaboration is a century-old management puzzle, and why every organization seeking certainty must now re-examine it with an engineering lens. This article avoids platitudes. Using first principles, we decompose collaboration into an observable, measurable, designable system. Its input is information and intent, its processing is communication and decision-making, its output is delivery and learning. We then introduce 5 named frameworks: Scrum, OKR, the Spotify model, team topologies, and Tuckman stages, for comparison and combination, and provide real company transformation cases, a risk list, a decision framework, a metrics dashboard, and a 180-day roadmap. By the end, you should be able to translate the vague complaint "our collaboration is poor" into an engineering plan with baseline numbers, improvement levers, and acceptance criteria. 1. Redefining collaboration, from working together to systematic operation. First principles return us to physical essence. The essence of collaboration is reducing decision variance through information sharing under uncertainty. 2 people collaborate not because they sit close, but because their information complements and together produces decisions closer to optimal. Seeing this exposes the absurdity of many popular practices: forced attendance, daily stand-ups, open plan seats help only when they actually lower information entropy, otherwise they are pure cost. Modeling collaboration as an information channel, we see its bottleneck through communication theory. Bandwidth is finite, noise accumulates with hops, and latency rises exponentially with hierarchy. A 10-person team with full pairwise communication has C:10:2 equals 45 potential channels. A 100-person team explodes to 4,950. This is why spin up a group to sync works in small teams but creates disastrous notification fatigue at scale. The quadratic growth of channels is the first physical wall of collaborative scaling. Therefore, the core proposition of high-performance collaboration is not make people communicate harder, but use structure to minimize necessary communication and maximize the precision of critical communication. Every framework below serves this one proposition. 2. Professional analysis. 1. The data truth, communication cost and throughput. Collaboration is not free. Its cost appears as knowledge worker time consumed by meetings, messages, and waiting, at staggering magnitudes. Figures below come from public industry research, source type, large consulting annual reports, enterprise productivity benchmarks. Communication share. McKinsey research on global knowledge workers shows a typical employee spends 28% of work time reading/writing email and 20% finding and integrating information. Together, nearly 48% of work hours on collaboration channel maintenance rather than value creation. Magnitude, multi-industry sample of thousands of white-collar workers, source type, consulting productivity study. Meeting bloat, a Harvard Business Review study of several mid-sized firms found executives spend 23 hours/week in meetings, half of which they estimate need not attend. Magnitude, share of 40 to 60 hour weeks, source type. Academic/Management Review Survey. Team size and throughput inflection. Amazon's two-pizza team rule caps a single team at 6 to 10 people. This aligns with delivery data. Beyond 9 people, per capita delivery throughput begins to fall. Magnitude, industry experience benchmark plus DORA delivery data, source type, engineering practice blog plus academic delivery study. Communication path cost. Pairwise paths n/n1/2. From 5 to 10 people, paths jump from 10 to 45, a 350% increase, while per-person relationship maintenance rises in step. Put together, collaboration throughput is almost equal to information quality times decision speed divided by communication overhead. Improving collaboration means raising the numerator and compressing the denominator. the shared logic of all frameworks that follow. 3. Professional analysis, two-DORA metrics and hard delivery performance. If collaboration must land in delivery, delivery must be measurable. The DevOps Research and Assessment, DORA, Alliance, after years of large annual surveys of thousands of technical teams worldwide, distilled 4 core metrics and classified teams as elite, high, medium, low. Key magnitudes from its 2019 Accelerate State of DevOps report, source type, annual industry benchmark, sample greater than 30,000 practitioners. Deployment frequency, elite deploys on demand, multiple times daily, low every few weeks, and 973x gap. Lead time for changes, elite median under 1 hour, low over 6 months, about a 6570x gap. Change failure rate, elite 0% to 15%, low 16% to 30%. MTTR, elite under 1 hour, low over 1 week. The key insight, collaboration mode is a leading variable of DORA metrics. Elite teams deliver frequently and safely not because they are smarter, but because their collaboration structure removes delay sources like approval waiting, cross-team blame, and information silos. DORA metrics are a lagging thermometer of collaboration quality. When lead time reaches months, structural blockage almost certainly exists. Any collaboration initiative should adopt the 4 DORA metrics as a North Star acceptance standard, not celebrate process metrics like fewer meetings. 4. Professional analysis, 3 psychological safety, the underrated lever. Google's multi-year project Aristotle, covering 180+.